We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Jason Barsky Show.
Matt Llewellyn, you're one of the owners of Lean Back Vapes. Hey, how are you?
Good morning. How you doing?
Doing all right. Better question is, how are you doing? Last time we talked, like I said, you just come back from what you thought was a successful march on Washington. Thousands of vapers showed up, people who vaped, shop owners, basically trying to get the president's attention to say, hey, if you ban these flavored vape juices, you could lose the election. This could be something that could swing the vote because there's how many, 11 million, 12 million vapers in the United States?
There's 13 million, and right now I'm enjoying a cup of French vanilla flavored dark roast coffee while vaping my strawberry cream cake e-juice.
That makes my stomach feel like it has motion sickness. It's too many flavors combinations I can't handle.
Wait, love flavors. We do.
But okay, so the president did end up kind of backing off of the flavored vape ban. Again, if you're wondering, if you haven't followed this as closely as you know Matt has. The CDC came out and said that the rash, like the new, all these lung diseases popping up were because of this vitamin E acetate, which is like a cutting agent, right, that got mixed in. And it's safe on your skin, but if you inhale it into your lungs, it's dangerous. And that's not in most flavored vape juices, but mostly the ones that you get at like gas stations, correct?
Yeah, no, you wouldn't even say gas stations.
Convenience stores?
Yeah, well, at convenience stores, gas stations, it's all nicotine-based vape juice. Nobody's died or got sick from that either.
Okay.
Coming from the black market, like any other product that somebody might come out with. I've come out with a new skin cream that's approved, that's good to use, and then other people make their variations of it, and people break out from it. Are we going to say that all skin cream's bad? No. We're going to target that particular product. The CD finally targeted what's causing these illnesses. It's not from vaping. It's not from anything you'll buy in your local vape shop.
I mean, it was from vaping, but not all vaping, right? I mean, it's these products that are not as pure as what you're saying. There's different types of stuff. I just want to make sure, because I don't want to make it seem like these people didn't get it from vaping, but they were vaping some of these products that weren't regulated or weren't, correct?
Not regulated. For anyone that hasn't heard any of the other broadcasts, black market THC tanks that are contaminated with vitamin E acetate is what was found in every one of the lung tissue samples from the people that died. It was not nicotine-based e-juice that contained three or four ingredients.
Right.
It was tainted black market tanks.
And when that came out, the president kind of backed off of his plans to kind of put a permanent or temporary ban in place of these flavored vape juices. I always like to say this. I always like to say that, and I don't vape, and I know people who've been helped by it. They got off cigarettes, which I know are horrible. So long story short, I support vaping as either as a tool to help you kind of wean yourself off cigarettes. I know a lot of people who have done that. Okay, so after the president does this, he kind of backs off. I remember you texting going, this is good news. But what's happened since? Is it two states that have banned flavored vape juice?
I know as of yesterday, New York voted 42-2 for an outright flavor ban, meaning they would only be left with tobacco. And in the chambers there's people up on the balcony, I guess vape shop owners. One lady started screaming when the vote went through, throwing money over the balcony saying, you know, you can thank Big Tobacco, you know, because they just helped Big Tobacco survive. And 700 vape shops in New York City may close now. So some people are not going to have a very good holiday. You got to think they're talking about helping the kids. But what about the vape shop owner who sells it adults only, whose kid may not get to go to college now because you just closed his business and he might be on the welfare line?
Now, would the argument on their side be, well, we didn't close their business. They can stay in business. And explain to everyone why that's not feasible if these bans go into place.
95% or more of the vape juice sold in vape shops is flavored, like the strawberry cream cake I'm vaping right now. I got away from cigarettes. I don't want to taste tobacco taste anymore. So they're making it. They're telling me now as an American, as a free citizen, that I can only vape a tobacco flavor, what I want to get away from. I can have flavored vodka. I can go to a liquor store and buy flavored vodka, but I can't vape a fruity or desserty vape juice. And now they're telling New Yorkers you can't. It's going to be illegal. They're going to arrest people if they attempt to sell a flavored e-juice soon. We're going to have people in jail now because of flavored nicotine.
What do you say to people who hear you? Because I hear the passion in your voice, and I feel like I know what to expect from people listening. For some people, a portion of this audience who hears you and goes, well, you shouldn't, you know, you're dealing with, you know, you're giving this product to children, so of course it's you're going to be upset. You're not, how often do you sell to children?
I never sell to children.
Right,
shop that looks under 40, even I ID them because I'm not in the business, like I said before, just to make money. Like some of the gas stations or convenience stores, they'll sell to just about anyone. We ID everyone. I don't want children vaping nicotine or smoking. You know, that's why we're in favor of the 21 around the country law that Trump is going to impose, that you need to be 21 because our brains aren't developed yet. You shouldn't be drinking, shouldn't be vaping, shouldn't be having sex with children. But the problem is the government can't parent us. We can't allow the government to parent us. Parents need to be parents and educate their children, watch their children. Don't just throw them off, let them run off everywhere they go. You have no idea what your kids are doing. Then you find out they're using Juul and you want to blame the industry. It's not our fault. We ID people. We ID everyone that comes in our shop.
What is the speculation inside the vape industry now? Because you were feeling pretty good about this, the potential outcomes 2 weeks ago. Now these...
Well, what happened with Trump, you know, seems like he softened his stance. States don't like that. States are angry. And, I mean, no coincidence, Bloomberg jumped into the, into the running right after all this. Like, I mean, that's not his only reason, but he doesn't like Trump, obviously. So the thing is, now the states are going to do what the states are going to do, and they're going to attempt to do these bans because they didn't, you know, Trump didn't do what they wanted him to do. Trump is right. Trump says, well, if I eliminate flavors, they'll just get it somewhere else. They'll get it on the black market, and then we're going to have a whole other issue. Now we're going to have more people dying from buying stuff in the black market versus coming into my shop where we know what we're selling them. We know what we're getting from a distributor, stuff that's been approved by the FDA, that we know what's in it down to a molecular level. No, now they're going to have to go online and buy it from a black market. We're going to have more issues. And Trump acknowledged that in the meeting. He said, I'm going to create another problem if I ban these flavors.
There was this discussion. I remember when you first told me, I was like, oh, really? And again, I kind of touched on it, but people close to him, and you said this in the industry, the vape industry, they were talking about the fact that vaping and banning flavors could become a big campaign issue, something that potentially could swing an election. And if President Trump had gone and banned all the flavors, which was what you were worried he was going to do, it would put people out of business, could swing the election. Now he's kind of backed off of that. States are stepping up and doing this. Does this go from a potential negative to a very big positive for him?
It could. I mean, you have a lot of people that don't support Trump in general, but if he's going to, you know, be on our side with the whole vaping thing, you got single issue voters. You got 13 million vapers, and then you got their family members. You have, you know, say a 20-year-old kid who can vape, I mean, that can vote, seeing that, you know, Trump didn't take away the flavors, and now my dad can live because he's not dying from smoking anymore, and there's another voter. So it goes way beyond the 13 million vapers as far as voting. And in swing states where he barely won in 2016, you have, you know, so many vapers there, hundreds of thousands of vapers that may vote the other way and swing the election, as crazy as it sounds.
Yeah, it's kind of nuts. And what is currently on the books, if you know, I didn't look into this myself this morning. Going forward, what do you expect? Are the vape shops off the radar of Pennsylvania's agenda at this point?
I don't think any state is safe in a sense, but I know years, not too many years ago, that our governor went ahead and did a 40% tax on all vape e-juice. He collects a lot of money from the vaping industry, the many shops we have here in PA. So I think in general, we're safe. You know, I mean, if Trump does the flavor ban, then we're in trouble. But I think in general, we're safe regardless of the elections. 40% tax on vaping stuff closed a lot of vape shops years ago. I rolled the dice opening my vape shop because I believe in the industry. I believe in the health benefits of vaping. I want to help people live a healthier life that are addicted to nicotine. So I rolled the dice. Either I'll get shut down because of the flavors or it'll become the norm, like Public Health England, adopted vaping there. They have 50,000 people quitting every year that have quit smoking cigarettes from vaping. It works.
Yeah, I mean, as a tool, you know, like we had this discussion earlier and you've been on a couple different times here talking about how if someone comes in and goes, you know, hey, I love to start vaping. I think it looks fun. And they've never been a smoker. You don't try to get new customers that way.
No. If you come in the shop because you want to vape just because you think vaping's cool and your buddies are doing it, then no. You know, if you don't smoke, don't vape. If you do smoke like I did, you know, vaping saved my life. It saved, I mean, there's 13 million vapers in America now whose lives will be saved. They did a movie called 1 Billion, you know, and how many years 1 billion lives will be saved from vaping. But no, you know, people are calling these politicians murderers, that you've just signed the death warrant of, you know, Americans that are not going to get to make the switch now because you took away all the flavors.
Does the vape industry have big legal firms helping them to fight this, or is it just kind of, you guys kind of like left on your own little island, like to fend for yourself?
Well, most recently, yes. In the past, no, because there wasn't a need.
Right.
You know, they weren't cracking down as much until the Juul teen vaping epidemic happened. But now, yeah, the lawyers stepped into New York when Cuomo tried doing the flavor ban there. They stepped in and said, nope, not at a good enough reason. And they stopped the flavor ban for the moment. But as we saw what happened in New York yesterday, they pushed ahead and got the 42-2 vote.
It's not even close. You can't even say it's one person got bought. It's almost a clean sweep there. This text message, and I think you'd say exactly, you know, when we talk about the vape illnesses that came out, the CDC, this isn't just opinion. The CDC came out and they said what caused that rash of new illnesses that led to some deaths was that vitamin E acetate that was found in some off-market brands, correct?
Yeah.
This text message, the irony is everyone will then turn to the black market, which is exactly where the toxic vapes were being sold in the first place.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's human nature. The evil in us, I guess, wants whatever's killing people. Not me. I would never carry anything like that in a shop. I'm about saving lives, but that's what people do. What is this that people are getting an extra buzz from and dying? I want that. That's just how disgusting we can be, I guess.
Yeah. All righty. Let's... I wish you the best. What do you got? You got big plans for Thanksgiving? A bunch of people sitting around vaping, longing for the good old days when no one was breathing down your neck.
We'll be clouding out Thanksgiving dinner table. You know,
is that the phrase, clouding out?
Yeah, it is.
I'm so uncool when it comes to so many things in life. This is just one of them. And again, it's weird. This is weird for me to kind of latch on to something like this because I don't usually get this interested in these things I'm not personally doing. It's just I always think of one person in particular, again, who smoked and did the patch. He did all this stuff, and he was always sick, and he ended up starting to vape, and he hasn't smoked since. So I've seen that work. Just one person in particular who really was just struggling for the 10 years I worked with him, and then all of a sudden he figured some stuff out. That something was vaping. So if you take, I mean, granted, I think in some cases, some people would go back to go back just to tobacco vaping. However, it's not going to help the local shops. It's going to hurt those shops. It's going to hurt some small businesses.
I would say in my shop, 99% of our sales are flavored e-juice. Hardly anyone comes in and buys a tobacco flavor. You know, we have a great honey pineapple tobacco flavor that has honey pineapple tobacco that would be banned as well because of the honey pineapple added to the tobacco flavor. So, it's a shame. You know, I do want to say real quick that it's really cool how Trump did acknowledge during this meeting, and anyone can YouTube, you know, the Trump vape meeting that happened on Friday, because he looked at the people from the different agencies that are against vaping. And he asked them, what would you do? What would you do? And every one of them were saying, we would do what you mentioned on September 11th, that you would ban all flavors. And then when he talked to the people in the vape industry, and his comment after all that was, well, that doesn't really fix the problem because then we'll have a black market to deal with. That doesn't fix the problem. Kids are going to vape whatever they're going to vape. They're going to smoke whatever. They're going to drink whatever they're going to do until parents parent the kids. The government can't stop it. They really think that if they take away the flavors, that kids aren't going to just go get a tobacco flavor to get their nicotine buzz. They're going to. So put all the burden on us. Put the burden on the vape shops that we're the responsible ones to ID people. Let us help stop this.
Tell me if this is a fair comparison. This text came in, and I got to wrap it up after this, but kids in high school aren't vaping to quit smoking. They're vaping because of the flavors, and they think it's cool to blow the big cloud of smoke, not to quit smoking. Says, don't kid yourself. Do you think it's a fair comparison to say flavored vapes and vape juices are to, like, cigarettes what wine coolers were to alcohol, like beer?
Look, I don't want to be completely arrogant. There's no doubt that there's a problem here, that kids are vaping because they like the flavors. We don't deny that. And yes, kids are vaping flavors that may not have ever smoked or done anything. But the solution isn't prohibition. The solution isn't banning it, because you're taking away the chance for adult vapers who may die otherwise to have a chance with what's been proven to be the most successful way to quit smoking through vaping. So there's other avenues we can take than an all outright ban that will create a black market.
Yeah. I wish you and your family and your everyone, obviously, a happy Thanksgiving. Hope your holiday goes well. And, you know, we'll catch up and let me know when there's something new to report. you know? And I encourage everyone to do some research and read up on your own. I've done that myself. I wouldn't have you on if I didn't think you were a good resource.
Thank you. So, I appreciate
Matt,
it.
Matt, happy Thanksgiving early to you, and we'll talk soon, okay?
Absolutely. Talk to you soon.
The Jason Barsky Show. WILK News Radio.
And radio.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.